Children across the country are expected to skip classes on Friday as part of a strike against climate change.
I do not accept that taking time off school is useful for children.
Spijbelen, dat staat echt niet in mijn woordenboek. Ik vind dat geen goed idee. Ik heb dat nooit een goed idee gevonden.
Right. Kids should go to school.
Greta is an inspiration to us all. She was the catalyst of this movement.
I just sat down outside the Swedish parliament. I would never have imagined that it was going to be this big.
She was my inspiration to start this. Together we've started a revolution.
We will be in 100 countries at least.
Basically towns and cities everywhere.
It's going to be gigantic.
We're marching towards Buckingham Palace!
In the arts, we will keep on striking until they do something.
We are facing the biggest crisis humanity has ever faced. If your house is on fire, you don't sit down and talk. I want people to panic.
We have come here to let you know that change is coming, whether you like it or not.
Episode 179 coming at you, Global Meltdown. We recorded it last night, but my vocals were fucked.
the curse of technology. So, yeah, the fucking world's going to shit, man. Polar ice caps are melting. Alaska's 100 degrees. Like, shit's crazy, man. Fucking 100 degrees in New York. It's like 60 here in California. Like, shit is all out of whack, man.
That's true. We're here at DJ Gower's abode. It's 9 a.m.
9 a.m. on the mics, back at it.
Drinking a Stella.
As per usual, we hit pretty hard last night.
We hit really hard last night, and we're here. That's the whole point of the podcast, partying together.
Lots of beer, lots of partying. A little bit of podcasting for your listening pleasure.
That's right. Anyway, we're going to play a lot of global warming tracks.
Yeah, we're going to play tracks about... you know, in maybe endangered species, ice caps melting.
Yeah, that's right. I mean,
I'm sure there's a veritable plethora of songs to choose from on this topic.
That's right. So anyway, yeah, we're fucked. Anyway, here comes the music. Episode 179, Rhyme.
And send us your stories of global catastrophic experiences to rhymeandtreasonradio@gmail.com. You treasonous little fucks.
And treason.
Man, I'm really sorry. You're looking forward to showing you the ice caps today.
Yeah, well, with the ice caps gone, what happens to the North Pole?
North Pole's gonna melt too.
Well, what happens to Santa Claus?
Santa's gone.
What happens to Christmas?
There won't be a Christmas anymore. Happens. Global warming takes Christmas away from us.
That's so unfair.
Yeah, but you know what? Maybe we can make a difference.
I feel sorry for, because if sea levels do rise, they'll drown first. People claim to be into recycling, but you should see their faces when you rinse out a condom. I had a super awkward moment on stage recently, a really awkward time on stage doing a show. I was on stage, I said, any questions? And someone at the back of the room said, are you ever going to have children? I said, I don't want to make you feel bad about asking. It's a perfectly reasonable question, but my girlfriend and I actually can't have children the way we do it.
Lord, I can't get a single sound.
Could have dramatic repercussions for our changing climate.
Methane is here because the permafrost is thawing. And when it thaws, there are microbes in the bottom of the lake that eat the carbon that was in the permafrost, and they make methane gas. One molecule of methane is like 25 molecules of carbon dioxide, so it's a really strong greenhouse gas. And methane is contributing to climate warming and making the warming that's already happening worse.
So get down low.
Okay.
And as soon as I put this in, as soon as I break through, gas will rush out, and you want to basically get it right down
right
to the
above
gas
the hole. Okay.
Ready? Boy! Holy crap. That burned me.
Worked. You okay?
Yep.
Wow.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I didn't expect it to
you
be that powerful.
You might burn all your hair and beard today. Whew.
And this is a fairly recent discovery.
Yeah. There's two times as much carbon in the frozen ground as there is in the atmosphere. Whoa.
Wow.
A large part of that carbon can be released and add more carbon dioxide and methane to the atmosphere, making climate warming even worse than we expect.
If you break through, don't pull your spear out right away. Leave it in there till I get my torch over.
Okay. Back home to stay.
Well, scientists say climate change is getting worse, and there could be serious consequences for our planet in the next 20 years. The new report from the UN predicts that at the current warming rate, millions more people will die from extreme heat by the year 2040. There will also be substantial loss of coral reefs and a rise of sea levels that could wipe out small island nations like the Bahamas and the Maldives. More than 90 scientists from 40 countries wrote the 728-page report. Samini Singupta is the international climate reporter for the New York Times, and she's joining us now. Good morning.
I'm a dog, a dirty crying dog. I drink Campari with marinated wild hog. I've no sense, I lick electric fence. I put my wire in my pants and do a skeleton dance. But when I can, I am a giving man. I'll flip you off fire and back up into the frying pan. If you're down, looking like you're gonna drown. Drowning man.
run away. Tragic, the pubs are all closing, the system is broken, BK. Because business is down at the depot, defenses are the only things built. Neighbors wave goodbye to each other, this country is over, they say. Now this is life in a modern town. The windows smashed open with the doors kicked out. It's not a good day to be in a fight, cause living is hard through the struggles of a life. If nothing gets done, it will never be right. But don't shut them down. Lately, the 21st century's been crazy. It's a sign of the times. Buildings decomposing in slumber. There's no work for all till they wake. Now this is life in a modern town. The windows smashed open with the doors kicked out. It's not a good day left to be in a fight, cause living is hard through the struggles of a life. If nothing gets done, it will never be right. But don't shut them down. No reasons. The rains that fall dry bleeding upon the ashes of our homes. Our homes. Save our homes.
Global meltdown.
It's all going to shit. We're all gonna fucking melt right off the planet, or freeze off the planet, or something. I mean, you want to call it global warming, whatever. I mean, it's just climate change. The shit is gonna be different. Like,
we've
grown so accustomed to things being a certain way, and they're not gonna be that way anymore.
China, I'd like to give them a shout out. They gotta wear the fucking face masks in all their major cities due to pollution.
Yeah.
LA. Come on. You know.
Well, I mean, anytime you get like millions of people crammed into a little fucking PennDOT on a map, you know?
That's true. Also cows, methane gas, when they fart.
Yeah.
Or take a shit.
Yeah, so all you meat eaters out there, you're helping.
We had some delicious steaks last night, courtesy of DJ Mrs. Gower.
Yeah, she came through.
She's a Costco connoisseur. Some discounted meat that was epic.
Yeah, cooked to perfection.
By Barbecue Master DJ Gower. Anyway, here we go. More music. It's a Global Meltdown, episode 179.
It's the Global Meltdown. All right, fuckers. Well, as you can tell, we're trying to rush through these episodes, so fuck off, and until next time, we'll talk to you again momentarily.
Here we go. Global Meltdown rhyme.
And Penguins of Treason.
coming down, there without a sound. See the king drown under the waves. Watch it coming down, there without a sound. See the king drown under the waves.
It's already over all the wheat and oats, 2 feet high and rising. How high's the water, mama? 3 feet high and rising. How high's the water, papa? She said it's 3 feet high and rising. Well, the hives are gone, I lost my bees. Chickens are sleeping in the willow trees. Cows in water up past her knees, 3 feet high and rising. How high's the water, mama? 4 feet high and rising. How high's the water, papa? She said it's 4 feet high and rising. Hey, come look through the window pane. The bus is coming, gonna take us to the train. Looks like we'll be blessed with a little more rain. 4 feet high and rising. How high's the water, mama? 5 feet high and rising. How high's the water, papa? She said it's 5 feet high and rising. Well, the rails are washed out north of town. We gotta head for higher ground. We can't come back till the water goes down. 5 feet high and rising. Well, it's 5 feet high and rising.
Kids, everything's gonna be just fine. Now go upstairs and pack your bags. We're gonna start a new life under the sea. Under the sea, there'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Homer, that's your solution to everything, to move under the sea. It's not gonna happen.
Not with that attitude.
Illumination, idea.
destroyer of nature, celebrating death. Destroyer of future, unveiling their plan. Destroyer of future, greatest human plot. Destroyer of future, feasting on us.
Levels, 14,000 foot freezing level, right over South Central Alaska, or actually from the Alaska Range here, and that's almost matches up with the upper level high center there, and really warm air mass here covering really all of the state as well, falling back to about 10,000 feet there for the Arctic coast with that west northwest jet just to your north, 10,000 over the Panhandle. 10,000 here, even over the western Bering Sea. You got to get out to the Komodorskis just to get down to the 8,000 foot level. Icing, really not much at all here. A very weak air, or a very small area with a very slight chance of anything considerable in the way of moderate rime icing. More likely just some areas of light out here, only affecting Amchitka and Kiska. Icing free everywhere else, and then kind of a disturbance skirting eastern Arctic coast there. That could maybe produce some icing there, but that would be above 9,000 feet. Jet stream, there's that upper level high I just spoke up there, and it's kind of bulging or ridging up toward the northwest coast there as this trough cuts off to the east, and good offshore flow for the Panhandle, and southeasterly is about 70 here coming across the eastern Aleutians on up to west of the Bering Strait. 9,000 feet, 5 to 15 knot winds here, well actually 5 to 10 here across southern Alaska, Kodiak Island, into the Gulf, 10 knots, 5 to 10, or 5 to maybe 15 down here toward the Dixon entrance area. But pretty light winds, then kicking up a little bit here, 25 to 30 knots out of the east-southeast from the western Alaska Peninsula to about Adak-Atka, falling back to 15. 15 knot winds here, and could be near 40 knots along the eastern Beaufort Sea coast. 3,000 feet, called 20 to 25 along the eastern coast up there. Otherwise, it's 5 to 15 over the interior. And 15 knot winds, Alaska Peninsula, Aleutians, 10 to 15 knot winds, even lighter here for the Gulf of Alaska. As a result, no turbulence expected anywhere in the state tomorrow. And after the break, I'll be back with the marine forecasts.
Measuring the cosmos. Hey there, stargazers. I'm Dean Regas, astronomer for the Cincinnati Observatory.
And I'm James Albury, director of the Kika Silva Pla Planetarium in Gainesville, Florida. We're here to help you find your way around the sky tonight. Hey, Dean, humor me. If you want to describe your height, what unit of measure would you use?
Feet and inches.
Okay, and if we wanted to measure the distance to the moon, what would we use?
I could use feet and inches, but miles makes a lot more sense.
Okay, how about the distance to stars?
Ah, we use light years. Distances in space are so astronomical that it's hard to wrap our brains around them. So, we've created new units of measure to take us around the solar system and through interstellar space.
So, let's take you to the moon, Jupiter, Saturn, and beyond. Okay, we have a sky set up for the night of Thursday, July 11th at 10:30 p.m. Take
episode 179. We're closing out this show at Global Meltdown.
Okay, thanks for listening. Bye.
The next day, I'm drinking a Stella. We went hard last night. Claim Steak.
Claim Steak Brewing. Right? Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Legit AF.
Those beards fucked us up.
Yeah, yeah. They get you sideways, brother.
It's only 7.0.
Yeah, that's it.
I knew that was going to happen.
Yep.
Well, I mean, what are you, weak?
We had also had a few Ruthless Ryes,
yeah,
from Sierra Nevada. Some, what was that other one? That Crystal Hop or whatever?
Hop Solo. It's hard to find, but cow. It's pretty good.
No. Hop Solo. Man alive. That was delicious stuff.
You'd like to give all the Disneyland Star Wars attractions a shout out.
And their $75 beer flight.
And their $75 beers. I mean, global warming.
Everyone a bitch for, like, decades. Like, Disneyland needs to have beer or something. They finally get beer, and it's fucking $75 for a flight. You fucking lush fucks.
Anyway, that
just
place
be
will
like
be underwater.
DJ Gower and sneak that shit in, you idiots. Bring in a fucking flask. Go buy a soda. You're golden. You heard it here first, folks.
He likes to drink, especially on Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. I've seen the pictures.
Yeah, well, I mean,
him chugging a flask.
My preferred drinking ride is It's a Small World.
Oh, okay.
You know, because as you're on the ride, you're like, oh, God, I need a drink.
I hate all cultures. We're doomed. Fuck you, Norway.
They should update that for the modern climate culture and just have, like, the whole thing fucking flooded. And, like,
well,
and
that's
just,
my
like,
point. Disneyland will be underwater, like, so I don't know.
Just their heads are above water as you ride on the ride, and you just hear this, like, muffled scream.
All right, people, closing out the show. Thanks for listening. Here it comes, global warming tracks.
Hopefully there's still a planet left by the time the show comes out.
I think it'll happen, maybe. 95 in Alaska.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
The fuck?
I don't know, dude. We're screwed.
What were you saying? Like, there was some glacier that they were like, guaranteed never going to melt.
It's melting hard.
Like, faster than any glacier ever.
I can't remember what it's called, but it's one of the biggest ones.
Way to go, way to go, planet
Alaska's
Earth.
Alaska's going to get fucked by it. It's going to flood.
Way to make Earth great again. Humans.
It was like 82 was the record high or something. Now it's 95.
Jeez.
For like 2 weeks. All Alaska's in the 90s. What can you say? Here we go. More on music. Thanks for listening to our shitty podcast. Rhyme.
If you did.
And global warming of treason.
Situation, there is no time. 2013, when the Earth's rotation came to a halt.
Americans to come together.
The world called on the one man who could make a difference. When it happened again, the world called on him once more, and no one saw it coming. Three more times. Now, the one man who made a difference five times before is about to make a difference again. Only this time, it's different.
Who left the fridge open?
Tug Speedman, Scorcher 6, Global Meltdown.
Here we go again. Again.
DJ Gower.
You got the touch!
DJ Matador.
Milk was a bad choice.
Rhyme.
And treason.